Now, let me read verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, and as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Now, I'm going to hold till we get to Joel, talk about the former and the latter rain. And there are those that say that the latter rain is returned to that land. I had heard a great deal about that before I have made several trips to Israel now. I don't think that you could say that either former or latter rain is returned. They have a certain amount of rainfall, but it's much less than Southern California. And it's not the rain that makes this the Garden of Eden, and also a Garden of Eden that's filled with smog and traffic, but it's irrigation that does that. And Israel actually doesn't have enough water to irrigate everything over there today. You couldn't say we're seeing the fulfillment of that. But again, when these people turn to God, not only does the blessing come to the people, but it'll come to the land, comes to the animal world. That's the great solution to even ecology today. I get so weary of these ecologists telling you how they think that it ought to be done. And of course, most of them are not involved financially in any of these things, but they, for instance, don't want oil brought from way up in Alaska. Well, if I interpret the conditions rightly, we've got to have oil. And we're going to be in a bad fix if we don't get it. But friends, just soon as man gets moving in that area, he'll spoil it, because man's a sinner, and he spoils everything that he can. We're even now making the moon a garbage dump. We got a lot of it up there already, and I guess we'll keep on. And we do need a place to dump garbage. There's no question about that. I won't argue that point. But the important thing is, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. That is the very secret of the solution to the problem of life, is to know the Lord. And Paul, even after he came to the end of his life, that was still his ambition, that I might know Him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, and be made conformable unto His image. And there's no way for improvement in this world apart from a knowledge of God. Now, the Word of God is very emphatic about that. Neither it's right or it's wrong. So far, after all these thousands of years, it's been proven right. And I don't think this present generation is upsetting it by any means.